8. The Idealization of Marriage. Marriage, which culminates in the home, is indeed man's most exalted institution, but it is essentially human. It should never have been called a sacrament. The Sethite priest made marriage a religious ritual, but for thousands of years after Eden, mating continued as a purely social and civil institution. The likening of human associations to divine associations is most unfortunate. The union of husband and wife in the marriage-home relationship is a material function of the mortals of the evolutionary worlds. True, indeed, much spiritual progress may accrue consequent upon the sincere human efforts of husband and wife to progress, but this does not mean that marriage is necessarily sacred. Spiritual progress is attendant upon sincere application to other avenues of human endeavor. Neither can marriage be truly compared to the relation of the adjuster to man, nor to the fraternity of Christ Michael and his human brethren. At scarcely any point are such relationships comparable to the association of husband and wife. And it is most unfortunate that the human misconception of these relationships has produced so much confusion as to the status of marriage. It is also unfortunate that certain groups of mortals have conceived of marriage as being consummated by divine action. Such beliefs lead directly to the concept of the indissolubility of the marital state, regardless of the circumstances or wishes of the contracting parties. But the very fact of marriage dissolution itself indicates that deity is not a conjoining party to such unions. If God has once joined any two things or persons together, they will remain thus joined until such a time as the divine will decrees their separation. But regarding marriage, which is a human institution, who shall presume to sit in judgment, to say which marriages are unions that might be approved by the universe supervisors, in contrast with those which are purely human in nature and origin? Nevertheless, there is an ideal of marriage on the spheres on high. On the capital of each local system, the material sons and daughters of God do portray the height of the ideals of the union of man and woman in the bonds of marriage, and for the purpose of procreating and rearing offspring. After all, the ideal mortal marriage is humanly sacred. Marriage always has been, and still is, man's supreme dream of temporal ideality. Though this beautiful dream is seldom realized in its entirety, it endures as a glorious ideal, ever luring progressing mankind on to greater strivings for human happiness. But young men and women should be taught something of the realities of marriage before they are plunged into the exacting demands of the interassociations of family life. Youthful idealization should be tempered with some degree of premarital disillusionment. The youthful idealization of marriage should not, however, be discouraged. Such dreams are the visualization of the future goal of family life. This attitude is both stimulating and helpful, providing it does not produce an insensitivity to the realization of the practical and commonplace requirements of marriage and subsequent family life. The ideals of marriage have made great progress in recent times. Among some peoples, woman enjoys practically equal rights with her consort. In concept, at least, the family is becoming a loyal partnership for rearing offspring, accompanied by sexual fidelity. But even this newer version of marriage need not presume to swing so far to the extreme as to confer mutual monopoly of all personality and individuality. Marriage is not just an individualistic ideal. It is the evolving social partnership of a man and a woman, existing and functioning under the current mores, restricted by the taboos, and enforced by the laws and regulations of society. 20th-century marriages stand high in comparison with those of past ages, notwithstanding that the home institution is now undergoing a serious testing because of the problems so suddenly thrust upon the social organization by the precipitate augmentation of women's liberties, rights so long denied her in the tardy evolution of the mores of past generations. Presented by the Chief of Seraphim, stationed on Urantia.